Good evening. You're in tune to the meeting of the Inner Circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning into the meeting of the Inner Circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here every Thursday night. For those of you who are tuning via the World Wide Web, thank you for caring to be with us right here than any other place on the planet. And for those of you who are using your phone apps towards your greater good, thank you for being that wise. The meeting of the Inner Circle is always intended to support us in remembering what's really important in this life, and that is living our lives and not dying our lives. I'm intending to sow the seeds of greater value for ourselves over our things, to put us in a place where we are mindful of the divinity of existence itself, the oneness of existence itself, and to consciously care to be properly attuned and aligned with the absolute reality that we each are these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. And to realize that the real eye that sees, it sees through every eye. And that everyone has the right to their lives. And that those of us who care to be referred to as men and wombed men, it is our duty, obligation, and responsibility to master ourselves, to be in a place and space mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually, where we are exalting a full life's urge, wholeness, doing that which is truly in our own best interest, and learning how to balance when we get out of balance. Our now moment is pregnant with so many opportunities for greater realizations, for stepping into our power, and to come to that place where we care to be empowered, to be in power, to not give our power away by trusting it to those who have proven themselves to be thwarted in their capacity for love, their inhibitions towards self-realization and self-actualization, that they would prefer to exalt the divisiveness. Might is right. Bullying and warring and whatnot is greater than mutual cooperation and collaboration to create a win-win situation. And we have to come to that place where we care to not be a detriment to ourselves in order to have the greatest leverage under a global initiative that is depopulation and genocide. With each and every breath and every beat of our hearts, we are so gifted and so blessed to be participating in this life. And where we are having hellacious experiences in life, we have to take some time to see how we are facilitating, how we're creating, how we're participating in it. And to come to a point where we're realizing that the whole point in living upon the planet is for our soulful evolutionary development, the self-realization and self-actualization as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme presence. And there are those who would have us think that to declare our oneness with God is blasphemy. And others who claim their oneness with God, who are really the agents and the tools of Satan, Lucifer, and the devil, but they always exalt God and Jesus and these other ones, but they are working on behalf of sickness, illness, disease, and death. They're profiting financially, so they think, for a time, by investments in that which creates sickness, illness, disease, and death. And so I care to remind us that as these living intelligences of this absolute and supreme presence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal, we are here to exalt life, to perpetuate life, to perpetuate our lineages, to create and cultivate our creativity, our ability to respond correctly and directly in any and every now moment towards the greater good, to create win-win situations, to be blessings everywhere that we show up, to understand how the laws work and to work with them consciously, and to be able to collaborate and work collectively with other ones. And knowing how to perpetuate our lineages, to cultivate the wealth of ourselves, has to be a deliberate intent, because it does not come naturally under a system that gives us the right to be wrong, that exalts the right of ones to have their theories and opinions, and give very little support towards understanding absolute truth. We rhetoricize and give lip service to the ideas and ideals that would facilitate a greater humanity and the capacity for our reshaping our living and reversing so much of the devastation that is present. When you have so many devastated people, then you're going to have devastation show up as the earthquakes and the tsunamis and the fires and all of the things that are showing up because we have been so far out of alignment with the light of ourselves, the truth of ourselves, the love of ourselves and all ones and ones. We are in a now moment that is requiring us to really care, to be refined, to redefine ourselves, and to realize that where there is no commitment to the laws of existence, then there is no continuance in existence. Where there is a commitment towards sickness, illness, disease, and death, then there is going to be a harvest of death. The pandemic of sickness, illness, and disease that is everywhere present is something that we can do something about. That we do not have to continue to create greater devastation to ourselves personally or to our families. And our personal empowerment starts with our caring to be completely healed, and to know that in order to be healed from anything, there has to be a cleansing, a purification that facilitates the renewal, the rebirth, the regeneration spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and cellularly. And to come to that realization that we were not born to be human feeders, human eaters, useless feeders, any of that, but we were born to truly master this material realm that is still governed by spiritual law, so that we are literally cultivating the divinity of ourselves, learning how to think and understanding that our capacity to think, to contemplate, to activate the faculties that we've been given as these living intelligences, is what we should have been consciously cultivated to do. But you have to be able to eat well and to remember that the body is specifically designed for particular things, and 90% of what we have access to, the body doesn't know what to do with it. And this is the root of all sickness, illness, and disease. being in the mindset where we care to function optimally. We care to be happy. We care to be healthy. We care to be creative. We care to facilitate a greater good and a greater well-being with our lives, in our lives. And when it comes time to leave this realm, we've left the realm. We did not die here. But the program that is a death program, a program that is adulteration, where we feel entitled to be adulterated, no longer what the Creator intended for itself as our reality. To know shame and game and blame and all kinds of indiscretions and things that weigh heavily upon us, that whittle away at our degrees of self-worth and self-esteem and deservedness as these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence, or what we may refer to ourselves as the children of God. And so as men, the progenitor of lineages, and wombed men, the perpetuator of lineages, our knowing that before we can classify and categorize ourselves based upon what our diet is, we are all breatharian first. We have to breathe. And it is the breath that facilitates the cellular regeneration, oxygenation. Our being in a mindset where it matters to us to do everything that facilitates cellular renewal, oxygenation, hydration, water, as we are 80% water, like the earth is 80% water. But to be in a place where we don't care, and we prefer to drink sodas and alcoholic beverages and all manners of things that undermine our cells and our kidneys and our organs and our glands and whatnot, we have to come to a place where we will respect ourselves and respect the design of our body temples. And to know that our bodies are literally the temples for the dwelling of the true spirits of the living gods and goddesses. That we're in a realm within the material realm, but we're still in heaven as the earth is traveling through the cosmic. And the physical material world is still governed by spiritual laws. And so as we are getting clear about what we're living for, what really matters to us, and that we care to matter in our time, to cultivate our talents, our skills, and our abilities, to really come to that point of care, to be highly ethical and highly moral and have the virtues of character that are consistent with who we are as maturing men and wombed men. And to understand that integrity is something that we have to really apply ourselves to. It doesn't come naturally. And integrity really begins at the cellular level. So that if we're eating the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pus and mucus of cows, and smoking tobacco and alcohol, drinking alcoholic beverages and smoking cigarettes and beedies and all kinds of things, then our cells cannot be integritous with how they're supposed to function, because they're carrying so much waste. And the waste that accumulates in the tissues and in the cells over time facilitates the cellular degeneration. Now you have so many people having to have hip replacement surgeries and knee replacement surgeries because of the cellular degeneration that's taking place as a result of all of the acidity, the toxicity, the insufficient oxygenation, the deficiency, because we have been feeding off of that which has no real nutritional value, not providing us any of the minerals that help facilitate the alkalinity the cellular integrity and the regeneration so that we are truly healing all the time. To be under a system that profits or thinks that it has profit, can profit off of undermining its people, undermining its children in the manufacturing, the distribution, the advertising of artificially colored, artificially flavored, NutraSweet, aspartame late, and all of this unnatural, toxic snack foods and cereals and all of these things that so many children are being fed. And so the evidence of this over time means that we have never truly seen the real brilliance of us as a humanity of people, even though we have the evidence of so much of our genius and our intelligence through all of the technology and all of the inventions and all of this, but yet we have yet to really see or experience what liberation truly is. We've heard so much about freedom and fighting for freedom and going to war for freedom. And when you look at the word freedom or freed-om, many of us have so many degrees of freedom in that we do what we want to do, go where we want to go, have what we want to have, don't do what we don't want to do. You know, there's certain degrees of freedom. But to really walk as liberated beings means that we're liberated from being a detriment to ourselves, liberated from feeling entitled to be out of order, liberated by the intelligence of existence that animates us, breathes us, beats our hearts, is causation and the totality of all there is existence itself, that it has become freed as our absolute reality. But it has to be an effort. It does not come naturally in a system that has literally become a death culture, exalting killing, warring, guns, violence, murder, distortion, dysfunction, degradation, violation, incarceration, rape, molestation, incest, capitalization at the detriment of the earth, all of her creatures, the ecological systems. And so as we realize that in order for us to truly live our lives, we have to be fully committed to living, to exalting life. And that commitment has to be a greater commitment than a commitment to our careers, commitment to other people, jobs, money, status, fame, fortune. See, we find people committed to various things. It does not mean that they're really committed to life. And in our commitments to living and the commitment to life, exalting a full effort caring to be well, doing everything that we possibly can to ensure our wellness, to reverse the sickness, illness, and disease, the degradation, the violation at the cellular level where we are dealing with all manners of medications and pharmaceuticals and procedures and surgeries and all of this. This is not God's way. And when we understand the simplicity of what is truly required in order to reverse it, and that it doesn't cost a lot of money, then you got something to really look forward to and to be happy about in terms of what you do on a daily basis in your best interest to facilitate your real growth, expansion, and maturity as a man or as a wombed man. We are still going to be immersed in nothing but the divinity of existence in the presence of the Absolute. But our thought about it, our consideration of it, our contemplation of it, our realization and harmonization with it is the real work of this life. That whatever the situation and circumstance, our intention is to be true to the truth that we're dwelling in the reality of an absolute and supreme intelligence and learning how to be at peace and be in the harmony of it is what literally will create the greater harmony. There are so many ones who are in such degrees of grief, disbelief, pain, anguish, agony, suffering. And then there are those who are feeling extremely blessed and honored and appreciative and grateful for everything in their lives, for their lives, for their breath. And a lot of times it's not about the bigger things, it's about the little things, because it's the little things consistently over. It's the messages that we are and the works that we do consistently over time, how we be consistently over time, what we're doing consistently over time, how we're thinking consistently over time, that really is laying foundation for what is showing up for us. But I'm the one to remind us that we will never have anything greater than ourselves. And that we cannot truly prosper if we don't know how to honor ourselves and one another. That we can't generate a livelihood in the perpetuation of sickness, illness, disease, and death and think that there's some real prosperity to it. It really isn't. It's delusion. Because the greatest prosperity comes with the cultivation and the development of the wealth of ourselves and our ability to be in harmony with the will of existence, the laws of existence, the ways that govern and facilitate and ensure our continuation in existence as living beings. But to be in a place where we are on a cataclysmic ride with demise and we don't have the care to get off, to be realigned in the integrity and the depth of love, respect, reverence, appreciation, thanksgiving, gratitude, that allows the activation and the opening of our faculties, of our psychic abilities, our intuition, to put us in a direct line of light with our angels, our guides, our guardians, our ancients, and to have us where we are functioning under the auspices of our souls, that this is really what real success in living actually is. To respect God's way, the way of law, the way of light, the way of life that leads to true peace and harmony and happiness that transcends materiality sensuality, sexuality, competition, capitalization, all of the games that people play, you do not have to wait for the whole of humanity and humankind to become liberated, to become a liberated person. It's about how you focus in your living. It's about how you love, how you give, the capacity that you have to truly grow and unfold limitlessly, boundlessly, by caring, truly caring. And the care is what we oftentimes are being pressed to do, to care to really heal ourselves, to take our power back from the doctors and the surgeons and the pharmacists and whatnot, and realize the simplicity of how to really live, how to eat to facilitate expanding and consistently expanding consciousness and awareness. Because the spirit is charged upon the blood, and what we're consuming is laying foundation for the substance and the quality of the blood. And when the blood has become sludge as a result of all of the mucus-producing non-food stuff that people eat, the cheese, the breads, the toast, the rice, the pastas, the dairy, the ice creams, and all of these things, that the blood literally becomes sludge, and it becomes harder to really flow. And by the time the cholesterol and the plaque and the other stuff begins to harden along your blood vessels and capillaries and arteries and veins and whatnot, life is shutting you out, or you're shutting life out, creating more blockage and obstruction. We're in a place now where we have to care to be freed from it all. Care to be in the fluidity of love and light and wisdom and truth. Care to be vivid in our own self-reflection and self-expression as these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence, and to realize that that is the truly the greatest form of political consciousness possible. Man's way, that is not God's way, is divisive. We appreciate and give thanks for all of those whose lives have been a blessing and a benefit to all of us, whose names we may not ever be able to call. But our way is easier because of all of these other ones. So as we are the beneficiaries of the realizations, the revelations, the epiphanies, the gifts, the intellectual property, the creativity, the inventions, the patents, all of the things that we benefit from, let us consistently focus on our gratitude and our thanksgiving, to have a heart overflowing with praise and thanksgiving opens the door for all other degrees of true wealth. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle. And this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning into the meeting of the inner circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here every Thursday night. For those of you who are tuning via the World Wide Web, thank you for caring to be with us right here than any other place on the planet. For those of you who are using your phone apps and radio apps towards your greater good, thank you for being that wise. And for those of you who are the inner circle, the ones who make sure that you're always attuned to this frequency at this appointed time, I am so grateful and so thankful for you, and pray that you are always receiving more inspiration, motivation, insight. And pray that you are always receiving more inspiration, motivation, insight. and all of that that is required for you to really take yourself seriously, to take your life seriously, to reclaim your right to be right and to be corrected after being influenced by those who have been wrong for so long. We're in a now moment of eternity that requires us to understand that we are truly in a now moment of eternity, and to realize that this eternal now moment is pregnant with peace, potency, and power, inspiration, motivation to be ever more disciplined as disciples of light, love, wisdom, and truth, to come to a point and place where it really matters to us that we are qualifying for continuance in existence after seeing the depths of subjugation and violation and oppression and all of that that goes on in the world that makes us question whether there is truly a God. People say, well, if there's a God, then why he let all of this stuff go on? But we have to come to a point and place where we will exalt a full effort to be godly, to be the vehicles and vessels of its love, its light, its wisdom, and its truth, to come to that place and space where we will no longer make excuses for why we have the right to be out of alignment with that which is our divinity, why we have the right to be sin-filled and to be in a place and space where we are complicit and complacent with our own cellular oppression. We are in a now moment of eternity that requires us to care to be all that we were born to be, as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of thee. We're in a now moment where the estate of manhood and womanhood are in need of a desperate revitalization and upliftment and refinement and redefinement in terms of what duty, obligation, and responsibilities are. We're in a now moment that requires us to really look deeply within ourselves to get clear about what we're living for, what truly matters to us. Are we doing that which is ours to do on behalf of all of those that we are here to serve? And are we truly serving, or are we slaving? And are we truly exalting a full life's urge in doing that which is ours to do in our own behalf? And to realize that if we are not caring to be well, healthy, vibrant, vital, clear, potent, peace-filled, powerful, purposeful, if we don't care to do it, then it won't get done. If we allow ourselves to be consistently and continuously distracted by all of the things that are there for us so that we are not able to really attune to the light, the love, the wisdom, and the truth that is coming to us, or that which is being expressed, that we are not acknowledging that which is of God and that which is of light, but we pay so much attention to that which is coming from men and coming from other ones who are not exalting a full life's urge, who are not applying themselves wholeheartedly towards being completely renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, and revivified. And so we want you to be in a place and space where you are willing to do that which is yours to do in this now moment, and digging deeper and reaching higher to be in your own authenticity, and to know that that authenticity is about godliness. It's about divinity. It's about knowing that this time is yours to claim. We have had the examples of so many who became so well known for the things they became proficient in. And we're so blessed to have the ingenuity, the talent, the creativity of all of the gifts we've had, from the invention of the light bulb to fiber optics and all of the things that allow us to communicate and to reach and teach and touch and uplift and do all of the things that we do. But in all of the things that we're doing, it's important for us to be really centered in the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence, as points of presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence, and to be in a place and space where we don't mind being absolutely and supremely intelligent as these points of its own presence. To understand that we were divided by God worship, and now we're in a day where the harmony of the whole is the order of the day, and being whole matters because our commitment towards wholeness is the thing that gives us leverage over the divisiveness, the divide and conquer agenda, to have us as individuals that should be indivisible, divided within ourselves, putting ourselves in a place where we cannot truly be triumphant because we are conquered within as a result of not exalting a full effort, a full life's urge, caring to be whole within ourselves, to know that that's part of what we're here to do. And that there is inherent purpose in existence, and that purpose is about our self-realization and self-actualization and being harmonized within the light of supreme intelligence on behalf of everything and everyone. For the supreme intelligence that we refer to as God, that is beyond anything that we could truly fathom, but by virtue of its presence and its gift as intelligence, we have the capacity to contemplate and conceptualize and visualize and meditate and reflect and get direct downloads of insight and intuition, to be communicated with from unseen realms, to be in a place and space where we are creators. And what we're creating is showing up in our lives and taking responsibility for what we're creating that is showing up in our lives. And if we're not happy and satisfied with it, to know that we have the power to recreate by virtue of our thoughts, by virtue of our words, by virtue of our intention and our will and our effort and all of that which constitutes the faculties that we've been given as these points of this absolute and supreme presence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. To live in this now moment without the care to fulfill destiny means that we would not have truly lived in the fullness of ourselves. If our values are not attuned to that which gives us leverage over all of that which distracts us and distorts us and renders us dysfunctional and allows us to dwell too long in the ditches and valleys of degradation and sitting uncomfortably within the shadow of the valley of death and the valley of the shadow of death. We are now being called to rise beyond everything and anything that man has given us vision of. To understand that many of you are the visionaries. You are the ones who are given the talent, skills, and the abilities, the vision, the care, the imagination to create that which would be a glory unto the whole of existence itself. Some of you are some of the most dynamic spirits on the planet, but will you consciously care to walk in the light of yourself, the truth of yourself, to understand your own gifts? and to know that they cannot be truly utilized or given without your wholeness, and that being sick undermines your capacity to really facilitate the quality of service that you're here to give. And we see the examples of sick ones who are always out and about doing what they know to do, doing what they can do. But the issue for us is realizing that our stepping into the light of the truth of ourselves is what the real work is. And whatever it is we do, until we are really doing that inner work of the clearing ourselves from the anger, the frustration, the resentments, the false ideologies and philosophies and belief systems that put us in a place and space where we are always out of alignment with that which is light. Then we will never have done the true work that there is to do, which is in our vivid self-representation, vivid self-reflection, as these points of this absolute and supreme presence, whose presence is absolute and supreme, fills all spaces, is all pervasive, that is beating our hearts and breathing us, and to know that we are greater than anything that man can create. And being great in the truth of ourselves doesn't require certification, licensing, and degreeing by any of the institutions that man has created, but in the simplicity of caring to master self, to master our thoughts, our desires, to be in a place where our will to be rightly aligned and attuned with life itself and the laws that govern us, that would have us practice the disciplines so that nothing rules us. No passions or desires or lusts or the willfulness to be out of alignment, or what one other ones would refer to as their free will. To come to a point and place where it truly matters to us to walk as liberated beings, liberated from the depths of despair, liberated from sickness, illness, and disease, liberated from the spiritual, mental, and emotional turmoil that exists as a result of our not being in the light of ourselves, in the truth of ourselves, in right alignment with the one self. And so this period that we have just embarked in terms of how people become so self-indulgent, so gluttonous, irresponsible, lackadaisical, from this day that they refer to as Thanksgiving through the new year, or the new frequency and vibration change from December 31st to January 1st, that there is so much that goes on as a result of more and more drinking and more celebrating and more anesthetizing, inebriating, intoxicating. We have to realize that this is a very sacred time of the year. Moving into our winter solstice, moving into that space and place where we should be woodshedding and getting clear about what it is we would love to spring forward with spring. To get to a point and place where we are soul searching, reflecting, retrospecting, considering, meditating, fasting, praying, clarifying, because as each year comes and goes, the capacity that we have to really regenerate ourselves. The responsibility that we have to learn that which allows us to truly regenerate ourselves, so that we are really attuned to the reality that we're in a now moment of eternity, and that we are already these points of an absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal, which would mean that we are truly immortal already. And there are those who would misqualify it to say, well, because I'm immortal, I cannot die, so therefore I can eat as much death as I care to, and it will not affect me. And that the world that we see outside of ourselves is illusionary. But we see it. And we're feeling it. And it's just so much illusion that there is, that is cancer and heart disease and diabetes and autism and whatnot. So we have to realize that there is a responsibility that we have to recreate our realm, our world, so that we are having a greater opportunity for real peace and love and light and those things that allow us to really live our lives and not be dying our lives, to really live our lives and not be squandering our life force, to really live our lives and know that in the living there is the loving, there is the law abiding, there is the obedience, there is the discipline, there is the care, there is the capacity for truly transforming, transcending, and transmuting everything towards our greater good, as we realize that there is an absolute reality that is absolute light, absolute wisdom, and absolute truth that gives us leverage over all of the degradation and the violation and the agendas and missions of those who really have no love, no light, no wisdom, no truth, only the desire they have for more money, more power, more extravagance. But the wealth of the people is in the resubstantiation of the light of themselves. And whatever currency and whatever money that man is creating, that which we are buying and trading and bartering and whatnot is coming forward to us through the labor, the talents, the skills, the abilities, the creativity of people. But for the people to labor for little or nothing, and the fruit of their labor be valued more than the people themselves, where those who exploit the labor of the people become multi-millionaires and billionaires, while the people themselves are ever more impoverished, as is the land and the soils from which the minerals and the gold and the oil and the diamonds and the water and all of those things that are such valued commodities are being extracted. We have to come to a point and place where we will no longer participate in doing that which undermines ourselves, where we're participating in the enslavement of other ones. Whether it's the sugar or the cocoa or the coffee. The poppies. So much of that which allows America to be Inebriated, intoxicated, and distracted from what the purpose in existence is, we are in a now moment where we must really understand that we are still the beneficiaries of the gifts of so many ones, of the blood, of the labor, of the service, of all of what has been given, all of that which is available to us, that our way has been paved so that we have clearance. And that clearance should lead us directly to the greatness of our true selves. We get what we ask for. We get what we apply ourselves to. The wisdom is in knowing to ask for the wealth of ourselves, to cultivate that which we truly are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme intelligence, to have the care to walk in the integrity of ourselves, to understand that integrity is a real issue for so many, because it's very difficult to come to the true degrees of success without it. And those ones who would matriculate through whatever degrees of education or miseducation or religious training or whatever, and don't understand that integrity has to happen at the cellular level, so that we are realizing that there is a methodology of oppression that is being and has been implemented in how the non-food stuff, that stuff that they call food, that really is nothing nutritious for us, but it is so heavily consumed by all of those who have become proficient in all of the things they've become proficient in, and all of those who become educated, and all of those who have the degrees and the names and the titles and all of that, and we are complicit and complacent with our own oppression and the oppression of children. To come to that place where we realize that the progression has yet to be truly made, where we don't care. To stop undermining ourselves. And to know that as men, the progenitor of lineages, and womb men, the perpetuator of lineages, where we are not doing that which is truly in our own best interest consistently over time, then it means that we are working towards the detriment of those that we have care for or should have care for. That our caring can never be full enough if we are not establishing the harmony with the whole of existence and the laws that govern us. And so I'm the one that is consistently and continuously reminding us that the greatness is in us. And I realize that everyone doesn't care to be great. Everyone doesn't care to walk in the fullness of themselves. Everyone does not want to qualify for continuance in existence. Everybody isn't concerned about the condition and state of affairs of the people or the planet or the water or the air or the earth. We have to come to a point and place where it's not what everybody really is doing. It's what you're doing or not. And for those who are concerned about the masses, then the only way to really influence the masses is to come to potency and power and greatness within yourself, so that you are vivid in your self-realizations and self-actualization and vivid self-expression as this point of this absolute and supreme intelligence. When you are, and when we are, under the auspices of those who constitute the forces of Satan, Lucifer, and the devil, then the way to have leverage over them is in lawfulness, in loving, in godliness, in righteousness, the right use of our talents, skills, and abilities, the right use of our time and our attention, the right use of all of that we have access to, that which constitutes rightness constitutes wholeness. That which constitutes rightness constitutes a well-being. That which constitutes rightness is uplifting and enhancing and enriching and adding unto and creating greater peace and poise and power and love and joy and rejoicing and gratitude and celebration. There's a way that light works, and it doesn't work by happenstance. In our coming to a point and place where we care to be the vehicles and vessels of light, for light is that which is the only sovereignty possible over the degrees of degradation and deprivation and deficiency and lawlessness, ignorance, sickness, oblivion, gloom, depression, suppression. The light allows you to see the consequences of your efforts and your choices. The light allows you to measure your true progression and growth and unfoldment. The light allows you to visualize and to imagine and to create that which is going to honor and glorify everything and everybody. Because there is one absolute and supreme intelligence that constitutes everything and everybody. And there is no way within the earth, upon the earth, or beyond the earth that it will not triumph. Its love, which constitutes the wholeness of us. Its law, which holds all worlds and all realms in their orbit and their space, and adds unto us by virtue of its power. The intelligence of existence, as all there is as existence itself, is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. It is ever expanding, and it has given us, designed us perfectly. And all we're being called to do is to step into it consciously, by virtue of its intelligence, upon every atom and every cell of our being. We have the opportunity to truly transcend, transform, and transmute all of this into a greater good, where we become ever more powerful, ever more focused, ever more intensely intentional in walking in the integrity of the truth of ourselves, ever more vital in setting the precedent for our progression as a humanity of people on behalf of Mother Earth, Mother Nature, all of her creatures. We have duty, obligation, and responsibility to raise completely up on behalf of life itself, and to know that our clarity, our cleanliness, our purification, our renewal, our rebirth, our revitalization, revivification, and resurrection is the only true success that we could possibly have. It's not by virtue of how much money or how much Bitcoin or cryptocurrency we have. It is about our tapping into the absolute and eternal order, and to be vivid in our own reflection and self-expression as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of the absolute. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal.